Enrollment has been particularly low at the Chilkat Valley Preschool this year. And while there is a normal variation in class size, such low numbers will not be sustainable. Here is lead teacher and executive director Jesse Wiesthoff.
These days, we have a wonderful staff and a great playground and a good curriculum, and we have about 5 kids. Last year, we had 14. The year before, we had 12. And in years past, I've heard that the numbers have been in the 20s. It sounds like there's a few more kids turning 3 pretty soon. I know that in about 3 years, when my baby turns 3, there's going to be a lot of kids looking for preschool. But until then, I'm not sure.
The low numbers affect everything. The preschool is partly dependent on tuition for funding, and parents are an important source of energy, volunteer time, and candidacy for board membership. Of the current 5 board members, only 2 have children enrolled. Wiesthoff is considering options to deal with the situation. Cutting staff would be counterproductive.
We have currently 3 full-time teachers, including me, and we want to keep those teachers because numbers could go up next semester. You know, in March, when everyone comes back from their vacations, we want to make sure that we'll be there ready to accept all the kids that need preschool.
To increase numbers, tuition could be lowered.
Yeah, we're just trying to think creatively, really looking at grants, hoping to have a more flexible tuition option for people, like a sliding scale, or, you know, the dream would be to offer free tuition to people because we had just that much grant.
Tuition is a large part of the problem.
This year, we've had a few kids leave because they were accepted into Head Start, and you just can't compete with free.
Another option would be to lower the minimum age and create a toddler program. This presents its own set of difficulties.
We don't necessarily have the best space for it because we don't have multiple rooms. So we'd have to get creative. And a great part of our preschool is that we get to go out into the community, like to the library and to the beach, and we can walk anywhere. So toddlers would be a little more challenging.
The preschool is not in financial troubles yet, as federal grant money tied to the pandemic allowed it to build a small reserve. Wiesthoff says she is committed to finding a way forward.
It's a really special place. You can tell that the community has cared a lot about it.
For KHNS in Haines, I'm Alan DePremenil.